populist revolt spreads, Estonia's new government ministers will oppose EU integration. By Jack Montgomery on May 20, 2019. The leader of the Estonian Conservative People's Party, EKRE, who recently joined a new coalition government in the Baltic country following a populist breakthrough in national elections, has vowed to oppose further centralization in the European Union. "I don't see a reason for ever closer union, and I don't support deeper integration in the EU in general," said Martin Helm, who campaigned against Estonia's accession to the bloc in the early 2000s. "We should first do what we have agreed and not focus on finding new ways of integration or deepening integration," added the 43-year-old, who serves as Minister of Finance in the new government, alongside EKRE chairman and founder Mart Helm, his father, as Minister of the Interior. EKRE's elevation to the Estonian government is another brick out of the wall for the so-called European project, aimed at gradually integrating the member states of the European Union along federal lines, similar to the United States of America. Left neoliberal commentators experienced particular consternation when the Helms threw up Trump-style OK hand signs when they were sworn into office, as much of the mainstream media have been successfully trolled into believing that it is a covert signal for white power by users of the 4chan image board. Martin Helm told Britain's Financial Times he would continue to use the gesture as a sign of defiance to left-wing radicals who want to hijack language. He also defended a previous statement that what is racist in Europe nowadays is the replacement of indigenous people. That is pure racism, as well as negative comments on African immigration, which he said had been taken out of context. "I am not a racist. People who refuse to participate in collective national suicide through immigration are labeled racist," Helm insisted. "We don't want to be replaced in Estonia with foreigners," he elaborated in another interview. "It does not make any difference whether they are from Ukraine or from Nigeria. They are not Estonians." The EKRE leader's past comments, while blunt to the point of insensitivity by the standards of Western Europe, might be better understood in the wider context of the Baltic states' dire demographic situation. Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania all have very small populations hovering around 1 to 3 million, including sizable Russian minorities transplanted to their countries by communist regimes while they were subsumed in the Soviet Union, to better erode their sense of national identity. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.